This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I grew up in the Chicago area, not far from O'Hare International Airport. Many of you have flown out of, in and out of O'Hare Field in Chicago, O'Hare Airport. All my life growing up, I never knew why O'Hare Airport was called O'Hare. It was named after a Lieutenant Commander Edward Henry Butch O'Hare, the Navy's number one ace in World War II. He was the first naval aviator ever to win the Congressional Medal of Honor. And as a result of that, they named the airport in his honor. But that's not the whole story that you need to hear. It's a powerful story. Butch O'Hare, what he became was the result of someone who paid a tremendous price. They paid with their life. It was his father. His father was an attorney with the nickname of Artful Eddie O'Hare. How would you like to have a lawyer named Artful Eddie? That would be your lawyer. He was the attorney for Al Capone. If you can believe that, you remember the crime boss of the Chicago area years ago, the Untouchables, all that stuff. He was Al Capone's lawyer. But he knew that his son would never make it in his career in the military because of his bad reputation that he had as the father. So Artful Eddie did something that was unthinkable. It cost him his life. He turned state's evidence against Al Capone, went to the federal government and told the truth about what was going on with Al Capone. Well, you know what happened to Artful Eddie? A man came to the door one day with a sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun, 2 blasts from that gun, and it was all over, and Artful Eddie was dead. But the authorities were convinced that the mob ties that this family had were severed because of Artful Eddie's confession and then his death, that his son, Butch O'Hare, was able to go on to Annapolis and graduate with honors from the U.S. Naval Academy, served in the military with distinction, and received the Congressional Medal of Honor. Because of his dad's sacrifice, Butch was able to accomplish something great in his life that he couldn't have accomplished in any other way because his father laid down his life. I think you know where I'm going with this. The only reason you have forgiveness of sins is not because of anything you and I have done. It's because of what Jesus Christ willingly did when he laid down his life. Willingly accepted the cross. And his punishment, the Bible says, for my sin was upon him. Folks, if nothing in this world touches you, if nothing reaches you, nothing gets to you emotionally, it should be that one thing, that someone who was perfect, who was innocent, took your sin upon him. And listen to this. Every sin that you've ever committed, you ever will commit, was upon Christ on the cross. What I do is accept what he did on the cross, and I come into a covenant agreement, a covenant relationship with the God who made me. Through his son. There used to be an insurance ad years ago that had an unbelievable saying. It was just a powerful saying that nothing binds people together. Nothing binds people together like a promise kept. And nothing divides us like a promise broken. Listen to that again. It's an insurance ad. It's not from Scripture. Nothing binds us to one another like a promise kept, and nothing divides us like a promise broken. You are either known as a covenant keeper or a covenant breaker. You may not be married, but you're in a covenant relationship with the Lord. You may not have children, but you're in a covenant relationship with the Lord. Get this, that goes on for eternity. You know, you may own a house and be in a covenant relationship with a bank for 30 years, but then it's over. You may sign a lease on a car for 5 years, but then it's over. We're talking about something that lasts for eternity, your covenant agreement and relationship with God Almighty. Sealed with the blood. Blood covenant. Sealed with the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. You're in a covenant relationship. Don't ever forget it.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.